August 3, 1894. The Spirit of Jesus. Christ identifies his interest with that of humanity. The work that bears the divine credentials is that which manifests the Spirit of Jesus, which reveals his love, his carefulness, his tenderness in dealing with the minds of men. What revelations would come to man if the curtain should be rolled back and you could see the result of your work in dealing with the erring who have needed most judicious treatment, lest they should be turned out of the way? Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. We will always have tried and tempted ones to deal with, and it is essential that we be converted to God every day, and be vessels that can be used unto his name's honor and glory. The true value of the soul can be estimated only by the cross of Calvary. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Those who are unconverted, who are unsanctified, will make manifest what manner of spirit they are of. They will show by their likes and dislikes that their natural feelings are not under the control of a sanctified will. The religion of Jesus Christ is one which will revolutionize the entire man. The truth of God has power to transform the character. We are to have the faith that works by love and purifies the soul. A faith that does not result in this is of no value. The fruit of the branch will show what is the character of the parent stock. He who is planted in Christ will be elevated. In place of acting rashly, in place of cutting off the erring from faith and hope with your severity and harshness, the true Christian will teach the ignorant, reform the sinful, comfort those who mourn, restrain oppression and injustice, and work after a Christ-like plan even in all business transactions. Instead of stirring up strife, he will bring about peace and harmony. A hard, unjust, critical spirit has been indulged among those who have held positions of trust in the work of God. Unless those who have indulged this spirit are converted, they will be relieved of the responsibility of acting a part in committees of council, even in the transaction of business. Unless they are converted, their voices must not be heard in the council, for the aggregate result is more injurious than beneficial. Wrong prevails, man is made an offender for a word, and suspicion, distrust, jealousy, evil surmising, evil speaking, and injustice reproduce themselves even in connection with the cause of God. A false zeal passes for jealousy for the cause of God, but the miserable, filthy garment of self must be destroyed, and in its place men must accept the righteousness of Christ. The persecution that is carried on among church members is a most terrible thing. It is true that some have committed errors and made mistakes, but it is equally true that these errors and mistakes are not nearly as grievous in the sight of God as is the harsh and unforgiving spirit of those who are criticizers and censors. Many of those who are free to pass judgment on others are committing errors which, although not made manifest, are tainted with deadly evil that is corrupting their spiritual life. Love and unity. God would open the eyes of his professed people in order that they may see that they must love God supremely and their neighbors as themselves, if they would be saved in his kingdom. Many are making manifest that they are not controlled by the Spirit of Christ, but by another spirit. The attributes they display are as unlike the attributes of Christ as are the characteristics of Satan. It is high time that believers should stand shoulder to shoulder and strive together for eternal life in place of holding themselves aloof and expressing by word and action, "I am holier than thou." Those who would exert all their powers for the salvation of perishing souls must come heart to heart and be bound together in cords of sympathy and love. The brethren should manifest the same spirit as that manifested by our merciful and faithful high priest, who is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. We may inspire fainting, hopeless ones with new life. We may achieve victories which our own erroneous and misconceived opinions, our own defects of character, our own smallness of faith have made to seem impossible. Faith, we scarcely know what it is. The end.
The end of all things is at hand. The Lord is soon coming. Already His judgments are abroad in our land. We are not only to talk of Christ's coming, but in every action we are to reveal the fact that He is soon to be manifested in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Have we the wedding garment on? Have we personal piety? Have we cooperated with divine agencies in a wholehearted, unreserved manner in weaving into our life's practices the divine principles of God's holy law? It is one thing to talk the law, and it is another thing entirely to practice it. It is the doers of the law that shall be justified before God, for those who do the law represent the character of God and lie not against the truth. The Lord is coming. Oh, the time is short, and who in the Bible view are laborers together with God? Shall we not be filled with fear and awe lest we are still in our own natural tempers, lest we are unconverted and unholy and seeking to pass off a counterfeit experience for a genuine one? Awake, brethren, awake, before it shall be forever too late. There are many who are laborers together with God whom we do not discern. The hands of ministers have never been laid upon them in ordination for the work, but nevertheless they are wearing the yoke of Christ and exert a saving influence in working in different lines to win souls to Christ. The success of our work depends upon our love to God and our love to our fellow men. When there is harmonious action among the individual members of the church, when there is love and confidence manifested by brother to brother, there will be proportionate force and power in our work for the salvation of men. Oh, how greatly we need a moral renovation. Without the faith that works by love, you can do nothing. May the Lord give you hearts to receive this testimony.